The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you. The Sound Prints Audio Magazine is online for March 31st. Novel Ideas will meet April 26th. Journey Through History meets May 7th. ACB government employees will be sponsoring resume workshops at the convention and conference by appointment. Eyes on Success had Tony Giles, a deafblind traveler. Perkins is offering a STEM summer camp in June. And from Cool Blind Tech, there are posts about the ManoView device, Cloudflare Warp, and the Voice Dream Scanner. I will also read you the Arts Access scheduled of described performances if we have time. Today's reading of Vision News is underwritten by an anonymous gift in loving memory of Joe and Kelly. The Sound Prints Audio Magazine for March 31st is now online. Hulu adds audio described content. Source for low-cost, high-quality hearing aids. Gene therapy research for retinitis pigmentosa. http://www.kentucky-acb.org/soundprints. Link to subscribe to the Sound Prints Audio Magazine podcast with the extension .xml. If you have any questions about the Sound Prints Audio Magazine, contact the Kentucky Council of the Blind, phone 502-895-4598, or email kcb@kentucky-acb.org. For the month of April only, Novel Ideas will be meeting on the fourth Friday of the month, since Good Friday falls on the third Friday when we would normally meet. We are also taking a break from reading fiction this month. Instead, we'll be discussing the book Becoming by Michelle Obama. Below is the synopsis from Bookshare, an intimate, powerful, and inspiring memoir by the former First Lady of the United States. In a life filled with meaning and accomplishment, Michelle Obama has emerged as one of the most iconic and compelling women of our era. First Lady of the United States of America, the first African American to serve in that role, she has helped create the most welcoming and inclusive White House in history, while also establishing herself as a powerful advocate for women and girls in the U.S. and around the world, dramatically changing the ways that families pursue healthier and more active lives, and standing with her husband as he led America through some of its most harrowing moments. Along the way, she showed us a few dance moves, crushed carpool karaoke, and raised two down-to-earth daughters under an unforgiving media glare. In her memoir, a work of deep reflection and mesmerizing storytelling, Michelle Obama invites readers into her world, chronicling the experiences that have shaped her from her childhood on the South Side of Chicago to her years as an executive, balancing the demands of motherhood and work, to her time spent at the world's most famous address. With unerring honesty and lively wit, she describes her triumphs and her disappointments, both public and private, telling her full story as she has lived it in her own words and on her own terms. Warm, wise, and revelatory, Becoming is the deeply personal reckoning of a woman of soul and substance who has steadily defied expectations and whose story inspires us to do the same. We hope you'll join us to discuss this inspirational and riveting memoir. Hosted by Randy Shelton, email rshelton820@gmail.com. Co-host Ruth Ann Acosta, email ruth1244@gmail.com. Date, Friday, April 26, 2019. Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Mountain, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. And elsewhere in the world, Saturday at midnight, Greenwich Mean Time. Zoom invitation. About 10 minutes before the meeting time above, execute the below Zoom invitation meeting link on the device of your choice or dial in with a telephone to one of our provided numbers. All are welcome. The link is https://zoom.us/j/613313488. iPhone 1408638 0986 6133134888 # or 1646876 9923 6133134888 #. If you prefer calling on a regular telephone, use one of the following numbers in the U.S., 1-408-638-0986 or 1-646-877-6923. You will enter the meeting ID 613-313-488. International numbers are available at https://zoom.us/u/capital S X 9 O capital A 6 C capital R. If you wish to subscribe to the one-way announce list, please write to AW-Announcements plus subscribe at groups.io. From Newswire, A Journey Through History meets Tuesday, May 7th, 2019, to discuss Saboteurs, The Nazi Raid on America by Michael Dobbs, DB58401. Last night we reviewed the best-selling, rather steamy account of a famous painter and his young model during the Dutch Golden Age. A question was raised as to how appropriate is fiction in a history discussion group, a genre where documented facts are mandatory. In May, we will fast forward 2.5 centuries to World War II and 20th century America, where Michael Dobbs of the Washington Post has uncovered and handles very well one of the FBI's most heavily documented and Hoover's most prized cases. But the 2-month capture, secret trial, and execution may prove to be a rush to justice. NLS annotation, The Saboteurs, The Nazi Raid on America, DB58401. Dobbs, Michael. Reading time, 11 hours, 49 minutes. Read by Richard Hauenstein. War in the Military, U.S. History. Washington Post reporter describes Operation Pastorius, the first German sabotage mission to reach the U.S. shores. Having researched FBI archives, the author describes Hitler's 1942 plan to cripple American defense industries, discusses saboteurs' background and training, their FBI capture, trial, and execution, and precedents set for handling terrorists. Copyright 2004. Download The Saboteurs, The Nazi Raid on America, DB58401, War in the Military, U.S. History. As usual, we will meet on the first Tuesday at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Zoom invitation, join us. From Macs, PCs, Linux, iOS, or Android at https://zoom.us/j/17780972. Or iPhone OneTap in the U.S. at 1408-638-0986, 1778-09772#, or 1-646-876-9923, 1778-09772#, or telephone in the U.S. 1408-638-0986, or 1-646-876-9923, and use the meeting ID 1778-09772. International numbers available at https://zoom.us/u/yckK4DR N. Special note, if you wish to subscribe to our one-way announce list, please write to AW-Announcements plus subscribe at groups.io. You will receive a confirmation email. Just reply to it without writing anything. If you wish to subscribe to the Tech Talk discussion list, write to TEK-Talk-Discussion plus subscribe at groups.io. You will receive a confirmation email. Just reply to it without writing anything, and you are on the list. Hey, 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 bring your resume. ACB Government Employees and the Employment Committee is sponsoring a workshop that will allow you to work one-on-one with a human resource specialist. Joanne McIntyre has over 20 years' experience working in the HR field. For your convenience, you may schedule a one-hour session to meet with her in order to tweak and format your resume. Appointments must be made prior to the convention and conference and are on a first-come, first-served basis. To schedule schedule an appointment, contact Judy Jackson at jjackson193@icloud.com or call 940-255-9241. Joanne will also be our guest speaker during the ABCB GE annual luncheon. Signed, Renee M. Zellickson, President, ACB Government Employees. Eyes on Success podcast episode number 1914, Exploring the World Together, aired April 3rd, 2019. https://www.eyesonsuccess.net/EOS_1914_podcast.mp3. Show notes. Despite being totally blind and severely deaf without his hearing aids, Tony Giles has traveled solo for decades to over 100 countries. Sometimes he is accompanied by his girlfriend, Tatiana Nizioti, who is also totally blind. Hosts Nancy and Peter Torpy talk with Tony and Tatiana about their experiences and some of the places they've been. Find this and all other episodes in the over 400 episodes in the searchable archive of shows at www.eyesonsuccess.net. Also find the podcast wherever you get your podcasts or listen on your smart home device by saying play Eyes on Success podcast. Check out Eyes on Success, formerly Viewpoints, a weekly half-hour audio program for people living with vision loss. Find out more about the show and get links to past episodes at www.eyesonsuccess.net. And now some of the most recent posts from coolblindtech.com. Scientist invents talking glove to help blind and visually impaired people read text, posted April 2nd. In order to make things easier for blind people, 23-year-old Rupam Sharma invented a piece of technology that is predicted to revolutionize reading methods for the visually impaired community with a digital glove that scans text. What is ManoView? M-A-N-O-V-U-E? ManoView is the world's first intelligent wearable visual assistant. The word ManoView is derived from a combination of two words, mano, Spanish word for hand, and view, French word for vision. The user wears ManoView on its hand and simply points its finger toward any printed text, and the device reads out loud what's written. https://www.youtube.com/channel/capital U capital C capital C capital I number 4 L capital M 7 L G J D 9 capital Z Y capital T U 4 2 Q 2 Z O W. Who can benefit from ManoView? ManoView's technology can also benefit people who are illiterate or have dyslexia, second language learners, tourists in need of translation, young children learning their first language, or even people recovering from brain trauma. ManoView can also provide distraction-free reading and learning experience to the patients of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD. How much does it cost? At present, the lowest end model is priced at $28, 1,935 rupees approximately. We're currently working on reducing the cost of this technology so as to make it affordable to the least income settings and help it reach the masses. We will mass produce the device once the cost is attained, Rupam said. He added that the product should reach the consumers by 2020, if not sooner. Also posted April 2nd, Cloudflare launches a new free VPN service for Android and iOS. Cloudflare has announced Warp, a new mobile VPN that promises to protect the user's internet traffic while improving speed at the same time. This is the company's second service that's direct to consumers after the introduction of its accessible DNS 1.1.1.1 last year. Cloudflare says its goal with its VPN service is to make it easy to use and make sure it works properly in the harsh conditions faced by mobile devices, such as changing between Wi-Fi networks, switching between Wi-Fi and LTE, and also captive portals, which are common in public places that offer free Wi-Fi. The service comes after Cloudflare's acquisition of NEUMOB, NUMOB, in 2017. The tech from NUMOB is what powers the efficiency of WARP. While other VPNs slow down the internet, WARP incorporates all the work that the team from NUMOB has done to improve mobile internet performance. We've built WARP around a UDP-based protocol that is optimized for the mobile internet. We also leveraged Cloudflare's massive global network, allowing WARP to connect with servers within milliseconds of the world's internet users. WARP is a free service that can be accessed through the 1.1.1 app, but the company promises not to capture any user identifiable data or sell browsing history, and will constantly perform audits with third parties to ensure the device is respecting user privacy. Cloudflare is relying on the reach, scale, and flexibility of its networks, which are used by many paying customers, mostly companies, to offer this free service to users. Cloudflare also mentions a premium version of the service called WARP Plus, which will be available in the future for a low monthly payment. If you are interested in trying out the new service, download the latest version of the app in the App Store and the Play Store. The company said it's working on a version of the app for desktops as well. Posted April 3rd, the Voice Dream Scanner is now available for iOS. Users of Voice Dream Scanner can scan paper documents with the camera, recognize text, listen using built-in text-to-speech, and save and export. Voice Dream Scanner uses state-of-the-art AI for OCR and text recognition. Fast and accurate, even in poor lighting conditions, works entirely on the device, no need for internet, and your data stays private. Export scans as plain text or PDF with embedded text to another app, or save them on your local device, iCloud, Dropbox, or Google Drive. Works with Voice Dream Reader, a full-featured text-to-speech reader. After downloading this app, you will be able to access the scanner directly from Reader and add scanned documents to your Reader library. Additional features: automatic detection of document edges for stretching and cropping, automatic detection of document orientation and auto-rotate, automatic language detection, automatic image enhancement, batch mode for scanning multiple pages quickly, spoken words are highlighted in the text or the image, select text-to-speech voice and change speed, uses premium voices purchased in Voice Dream Reader. Limitations: only languages using Latin alphabets are supported. It works all languages supported by Voice Dream Reader except Arabic, Bulgarian, Chinese, Greek, Hebrew, Japanese, Korean, and Russian, since they use different alphabets. Posted March 31st, this martial arts academy teaches self-defense for blind and visually impaired students. Martial arts instructor George Freeman said he believes everyone has the right to defend themselves, and he's working to share that belief with others through a self-defense program for the blind. The community of blind people and those with low vision are not represented at most schools, said Freeman, owner of the Combative Academy of Traditional Martial Arts, KATMA. Freeman partnered with the Savannah Center for Blind and Low Vision to offer the class, which is part of the One Touch Project, a comprehensive descriptive self-defense program designed specifically for people who are blind. The One Touch Project is a hands-on self-defense technique for dealing with assaults, aggressive behavior, and bullying. It is a national program, but with only 4 coaches in Georgia, Freeman said. I am the only coach here in Savannah and the Lowcountry area. I teach martial arts, self-defense, and personal safety concepts here in Savannah. One Touch addresses the physical and psychological causes of insecurity and vulnerability through the empowering practice of hands-on, active self-defense methods, self-defense theory, and discussions examining what makes a person insecure and why. It also establishes confidence, Freeman said. Confidence is important for everyone. If you lack that confidence, it shows, and those who are predators can see that. So developing that confidence was key. Freeman said he hopes to offer an 8-week intensive course by the summer. Posted March 12th, blind patients have vision restored with stem cells from deceased organ donors. Blind people around the world could have their vision actually restored using stem cells taken from the eyes of non-living donors, according to new research from Scotland. Thanks to the pioneering tissue transplant, 8 patients with a common condition that destroys vision have had the affected area repaired, and 2 were able to read again after having severe macular degeneration. The revolutionary treatment may lead to a cure for blindness caused by damage to the cornea, the protective surface of the eye. It often becomes clouded in older people through injury or infection. In more underdeveloped countries, children and younger people are also increasingly prone. The findings from this small study are very promising and show the potential for safe stem cell eye surgery, as well as improvements in eye repair, said study leader Baljean Dhillon, D-H-I-L-L-O-N, professor of clinical ophthalmology at the University of Edinburgh Center for Clinical Brain Sciences. Describing the breakthrough as a world first, Dhillon and colleagues said that it sheds light on the causes of sight disorders and shows how eye damage can be fixed with organ donor stem cells. The study, published in Stem Cells Translational Medicine, focused on limbal stem cells, which are typically lacking in patients suffering from corneal blindness. The cells lie in the top layer of the cornea, the epithelium, and act as a barrier against dust and germs. Without this tissue, the cornea becomes irregular, destroying vision and leaving the eye prone to infection. It can result from damage caused by chemicals or heat, or a disease called aniridia, A-N-I-R-I-D-I-A, which can lead to scarring and severe vision loss in both eyes, as well as chronic pain and redness. Normal, healthy corneas are transparent, but when these specialized cells are lost, the cornea becomes scarred and blurred. As a means of repairing the cornea, the team used samples from people who had donated their eyes after death in order to grow the stem cells. The researchers then divided 16 patients between the ages of 20 and 74 into 2 groups, one of which was randomly selected to receive the transplanted tissue. They were also given standard eye drops and immune system suppressing drugs in order to reduce the risk of rejection. Those given the stem cells showed significant improvement in the ocular surface of their eyes, the outermost layer, over the course of 18 months. These results were not seen in the control group that received eye drops. This is the first time that stem cells have been used for this purpose in a clinical trial, the gold standard scientific method for testing a new treatment. The researchers hailed the step as a landmark for cell-based surgery and claimed that it shows promise for repairing the eye's surface and paving the way for similar donor trials to be planned. They believe the immune system could play a vital role in some forms of limbal stem cell deficiency, LSCD, but say more research is needed. Limbal stem cell deficiency, LSCD, is an irreversible disease resulting from the loss or dysfunction of these epithelial stem cells. The corneal epithelium becomes deficient and is replaced by the surrounding conjunctival epithelium, resulting in a thickened, irregular, unstable epithelium, often with inflammation, said Dhillon. Dhillon hopes it could lead to new ways to tackle other forms of blindness. In the UK alone, there are almost 2 million people living with sight loss, with around 360,000 registered as blind or partially sighted. Our next steps are to better understand how stem cells could promote tissue repair for diseases that are extremely hard to treat, and if and how they could help to restore vision. Both the stem cell and control groups showed improvements in vision, which the researchers said warrants further investigation in a larger trial. Mark Turner, medical director of the Scottish National Blood Transfusion Service and professor of cellular therapy at Edinburgh University, said clinical studies such as these help us to understand how complex new cellular therapies may be able to complement existing medical approaches in restoring function to damaged tissues and organs. Last year, 2 patients had their sight restored after stem cells were used to regrow the cells responsible for detailed vision in their eyes. The man in his 80s and woman in her 60s were able to read again after the procedure. They had severe visual impairment caused by age-related macular degeneration, AMD, which affects around 600,000 people in the UK alone. The University College of London team said the treatment could be effective in other blindness-causing diseases. posted March 17th, can assistive technology for the blind and visually impaired compete with mainstream devices? Assistive technology for the blind and visually impaired is becoming faster, smaller, and more powerful than ever in 2019. With companies like HumanWear announcing the new Reveal 16 and BrailleNote Touch Plus, assistive technology devices for the blind and visually impaired are competing head-to-head with mainstream electronics on speed, power, features, and portability. These products and more are showcased at the Florida Vision Technology Center at Fort Lauderdale, a leading provider of assistive technology products. Leza Kretschmer, K-R-E-T-S-C-H-M-E-R, founder and CEO of the Florida Vision Technology Center, showcases hundreds of assistive technology products at her two Florida locations, including the Reveal 16 and BrailleNote Touch Plus. As an expert in assistive technology devices for the blind and visually impaired, and a certified BrailleNote Touch expert, Kretschmer was asked about the new product releases in 2019. Kretschmer says the theme for technology is usually faster, smaller, and more powerful, and this new assistive technology is right in line. The new Reveal 16 is a powerful HD digital magnifier with up to 45x digital magnification and a 10x optical zoom magnification on top of that. It's perfect for distance viewing, whether you need to see a whiteboard at the front of the room or want to see something in your own backyard. And the best part is that it's lightweight and portable, so you can take it with you anywhere. The new BrailleNote Touch Plus was recently released with a list of improvements and features, including being powered by Android 8.1 Oreo. We're excited about the new faster processor, too. It also uses the Chrome browser now instead of Key Web, and there's access to more apps than ever. The battery life has been extended to 10 to 12 hours, so users can get through a full day at work or school, Kretschmer added. Another great new feature is the screen mirror. The user can mirror their screen to tablets or iPhones. With all the new advances every year, Kretschmer and her team have to stay current on assistive technology, attending national conferences and trade shows throughout the year. They also get to talk directly to the product manufacturers to tell them what customers are asking for and what consumers need most. In return, we share important events and key information on our Facebook page to keep our followers up to date, Kretschmer said. We carry many more solutions in our stores, such as simple handheld magnifiers, computer software to enlarge text or read it aloud, numerous HD digital monitors, and a number of other high-tech devices. We're a great resource for customers who want to compare several products at once to see what's best for them, Kretschmer adds. Many customers come into our store not knowing what they need, but they walk out seeing what's possible again. About Florida Vision Technology. Florida Vision Technology is a minority-certified small business headquartered in Fort Lauderdale. Lisa Kretschmer, founder and CEO, has over 24 years of experience working directly with the blind and visually impaired, has appeared in radio and TV interviews, and conducts workshops and seminars all over the state. To connect with Lisa Kretschmer and the Florida Vision Technology Center, call 1-800-981-5119 or visit their Facebook page. From Arts Access, upcoming audio described performances. Ken Ludwig's Baskerville at Raleigh Little Theater, April 21st at 3 p.m. Murder for Two at NC Theater, Fletcher Opera Theater, April 27th at 2. Four Weddings and a Delvis at Cary Players, Cary Arts Center, May 5th, 3. Pippin at Raleigh Little Theater in Sutton, June 9th at 3. The Somewhat True Story of Robin Hood at Cary Youth Applause Theater, Cary Arts Center, May 19th, 5:30. Annie at NC Theater, Raleigh Memorial Auditorium, July 27th, 2 o'clock. I've run out of time for today's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. 919-832-5138. 5138.